Modavius, let's look at seven manners related to wearing shoes. Number one, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, utilize shoes profusely. For as long as someone wears shoes, it is as though he is riding, meaning he will not tire as much. Number two, before putting shoes on, one should shake and empty them, so any insect or stone, etc. is extracted. An incident. It is said that a person finished from a meal he had been invited to and went to put his shoes on. When he let out a sudden scream with blood flowing from his foot, in reality somebody had thrown a bone with sharp edges which had landed in his shoe. Without checking his shoes, he put his foot inside and as a result received an injury. Number three, it is sunnah to put the right shoe on first, then the left. When taking them off, the left should be removed first, then the right. In a statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he explains, when any of you put shoes on, begin with the right side, and when you remove them, start with the left side, so that the right side is first when putting them on and last when removing them. It is written in Nuzhatul Qadi, the ruling of entering the masjid is that the right foot should be placed therein first, and when leaving, the left should be used to take the first step outside. When visiting a masjid, it may be difficult to act upon this hadith regarding the order of putting on and removing shoes. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali found a way to act upon this hadith and explains thus, when you are to enter a masjid, take your left shoe off and place your left foot upon your shoe. Thereafter, remove your right foot from its shoe and place it inside the masjid. When leaving the masjid, place your left foot on top of the left shoe and then directly place your right foot into the right shoe. After this, put your left shoe on. Sayyidina Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, whoever always puts his right shoe on first and takes his left shoe off first will remain secure from disease of the spleen. Number four, men must wear male shoes and women must wear female shoes. Number five, someone said to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, a woman wears shoes like men. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wasallam cursed the woman who imitates men, meaning women must not wear male shoes. In fact, in all those matters where there is a distinction between men and women, it is prohibited for them to imitate each other. Men must not imitate women, and women must not imitate men. Number six, remove your shoes when you sit down. The feet feel comfort in this. Number seven, if a shoe that gets worn is upside down, put it the right way up. One cause of poverty is to see an upside down shoe and not put it in the right way up. My dear viewers, in order to learn more sunnahs and etiquettes, it is a humble request to the viewers to attend the weekly ijtima of Da'wat Islami and to travel in the Madani Qafilas of Da'wat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.